There are three of these equations, corresponding to the three dimensions of space. In Einstein's theory, there are 14. In itself, this cannot be counted as an aesthetic advantage of Newton's theory over Einstein's. And in fact, it is Einstein's theory that is the more beautiful, in part because of the simplicity of its central idea about the equivalence of gravitation and inertia. That is a judgment on which scientists have generally agreed, and as we have seen, it was largely responsible for the early acceptance of Einstein's theory. There is another quality, besides simplicity, that can make a physical theory beautiful. It is the sense of inevitability that the theory may give us. In listening to a piece of music or hearing a sonnet, one sometimes feels an intense aesthetic pleasure at the sense that nothing in the work could be changed, that there is not one note or one word that you would want to have different. In Raphael's Holy Family, the placement of every figure on the canvas is perfect. This may not be of all paintings in the world your favorite, but as you look at that painting, there is nothing that you would want Raphael to have done differently. The same is partly true, it is never more than partly true, of general relativity. Once you know the general physical principles adopted by Einstein, you understand that there is no other significantly different theory of gravitation to which Einstein could have been led. As Einstein said of general relativity, the chief attraction of the theory lies in its logical completeness. If a single one of the conclusions drawn from it proves wrong, it must be given up. To modify it without destroying the whole structure seems to be impossible. This is less true of Newton's theory of gravitation. Newton could have supposed that the gravitational force decreases with the inverse cube of distance rather than the inverse square, if that is what the astronomical data had demanded. But Einstein could not have incorporated an inverse cube law in his theory without scrapping its conceptual basis. Thus, Einstein's 14 equations have an inevitability and hence beauty that Newton's three equations lack. I think that this is what Einstein meant when he referred to the side of the equations that involve the gravitational field in his general theory of relativity as beautiful, as if made of marble, in contrast with the other side of the equations, referring to matter, which he said were still ugly, as if made of mere wood. The way that the gravitational field enters Einstein's equations is almost inevitable, but nothing in general relativity explained why matter takes the form it does. The same sense of inevitability can be found, again only in part, in our modern standard model of the strong and electroweak forces that act on elementary particles. There is one common feature that gives both general relativity and the standard model most of their sense of inevitability and simplicity.